MMA Legal. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Aaron, how are you doing, mate? James, you okay?
Hello, James. You okay?
Yeah, good to you.
Yeah, good. Good, you know, lad. Saturday tomorrow.
Yes, that's it, mate. I've got a Mr. Alistair McDonald on the line.
Let's have a link. Alistair McDonald. Is it MC Donald or MAC?
Yeah, MAC, mate. Sorry, my bad.
Okay. MAC. Why is that? Have you got an ID number for me?
Yeah, it's 100391.
Nothing comes up my end with that.
Wow. It's in your size. Caseworker welcome call as well.
Right, okay, one sec. There you go. Got it. Come through now.
Got it.
Okay. Is this from what you have just done then? You've gone through the statement on that with them?
Yeah, everything's done, mate, yeah. So it's all of your application receipts on the ID, POA, full works.
Right, perfect. No worries, if you want to flip them over.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, James. Thank you. Hello, am I speaking with Mr. McDonald?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Hi, sir. My name is Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yourself?
Perfect. I'm very well. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. McDonald, before we do go ahead with this call, can you just confirm your address for me for data protection reasons, please?
That's 40 Balcony Avenue, Kilmarnock.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, sir. And just to let you know that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay.
Alright, sir. So what my job here is on this end of the phone call now is I'm just going to have a quick little 10-15 minute chat with yourself. And all that is going to be is gathering information about yourself regarding how care has affected you and if it still affects you to this day. And also ask you a series of questions just so I can represent you the best way that I can. Does that sound okay with yourself?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay, sir. So just so I can get a good understanding of you, Mr. McDonald, and paint the best picture that I can of you, can you tell me if you currently suffer with any mental health issues at all, please, sir?
I've got a severe depressive disorder and anxiety. I'm on medication and currently not working.
Okay.
I'm on an antipsychotic and an anti-anxiety.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, severe depression and anxiety. Six medication. Okay, sir. And you said that it affects you in your work life as well.
Yeah. That's fun.
Okay, and would you say that it affects your, you know, relationship life as well, whether that be in love life or relationship with friends, family members?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's always the kind of sense of paranoia and waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs, sir?
Not anymore, no.
Okay. And when you say not anymore, how long has it been since you've maybe had a drink or took any drugs?
Years for the drugs. I was probably the only person to ever go to Holland to get off of drugs. My dad was living there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, sir. And one question that I don't like really asking anybody when it comes to getting the best knowledge about yourself is, Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. And when obviously you're saying yes, what was it that you maybe attempted to do?
I jumped off a bridge and I fractured my spine. I lived, so I wasn't trying to live,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's been a few things.
Okay, so you are more than welcome to disclose that information with me. Obviously, it just paints and makes the biggest case you can for yourself. You don't have to. I'm not putting you under any pressure. If you don't want to speak about it, that's completely fine. When you had the incident of jumping off the bridge there and you fractured your spine, I'm guessing that you was admitted to hospital?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Can you remember what hospital that was there?
Air Hospital.
Okay. And how long did you spend in hospital for, sir?
I'm not entirely sure. To be honest, it was a couple of weeks because I was in a medically induced coma at first with a severe hypothermia as well, and they weren't sure if I'd done permanent damage to my spinal cord or if it was just swelling because I couldn't move my hands or anything at first.
Yeah.
But it was just swelling around the spinal cord. So it was a couple of weeks, but it was months of recovery.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry to hear that, obviously, that you know, that was the only option that you thought you had at the time. Are you currently receiving any additional medical support at the minute, sir? Like maybe counselling or...
I see a psychiatrist, and a CCPM.
Okay. And how often do you speak to your psychiatrist?
It depends. It's usually every couple of months now.
Okay, so it's maybe like, what, every 3 months that you go and speak to them?
Yeah. CPMs are more regular.
Okay, did you say CPN or CBN?
CP, C for Papa.
Yes, okay. And how often would you say your CPN therapy is?
Every couple of weeks, I don't really go out kind of agoraphobic and stuff with everything else, and a bit of a setback. I had a kind of major nervous breakdown a couple of years ago, and they're just now trying to get me into like a group, even if it's just like a walking group, because I really don't leave the house much at all.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Okay. And do you have any convictions, Mr. McDonald?
I don't nothing recently. I haven't been convicted anything in over a decade. Last one was a breach of the peace. There was a lot of stupid things, mainly breaches of the peace and that, down to drinking, drugs, and acting out, I think.
Yeah, I understand that. That's, it's just part of the healing process of going through what, obviously, the trauma that you're facing, that's it.
Yeah, but nothing in well over a decade.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's obviously just gonna ask the question, but that's all good there. Okay, and have you always been known as Mr. MacDonald, or have you had any other name changes or anything, sir?
No name changes.
Okay. Alright, sir. And do you mind sharing with me the name of your GP practice, please?
Alvin Road Surgery.
Sorry, could you say that one again? Sorry, the line broke there.
Old Alvin Road.
Okay, do you want to spell that one for me?
It's I-R-V-I-N-E.
I-R-V. So, Irvine Road.
Yeah.
Medical practice.
It's Old Alvin Road Surgery.
Okay, just going to grab up their details now. Yeah, I've got that one in Kilmarnock as well.
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been registered with the state, did he say?
Somewhere between 10 and 15 years, I think about 12.
Okay. Okay. Alright, so once we, before I do say that next line, I just want to confirm your social care settings there first. I've got Colgan Children's Care Home.
Coylton, yeah.
Coylton?
Yep.
Okay. And was that under South Ayrshire Council?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Okay, is it Sundrum? What did you say? Is it Sundrum View Children's Home?
No. I don't know. There was a caravan park nearby called Sundrum. But I didn't know what it was actually called that. We all just called it Coylton Children's Home. Might have been Sundrum View, yeah.
Because that's the only one that is coming up with in South Asia. Just bear with me.
I think it was that one. I mean, we're going back over 25 years here, so Sundrum Jew sounds right. As I said, there was a caravan and a castle nearby called Sundrum. I'm not actually sure of what its official name was.
Yeah.
I know it's not there anymore. Well, as a children's home. Same with Jailson, but this is a weird one.
Okay, if I was to get you to spell out the best you could, the name of your children's home, would it sound like it's spelled like C-O-Y-L-G-O-N?
L-G-O-N, yeah.
Oh, L-T-O-N. Like Colton.
C-O-Y-L-T-O-N, yeah.
Okay, children's home. I'm just going to do a little search on my database here. Okay, yeah. With it potentially being closed down, it's not really finding much information on it. Sometimes with the database that we use, most care homes do pop up, even when they've closed down, it'll tell us, you know, what data opens, what data closed down. But obviously just depending on the setting itself, it sometimes doesn't pull that information, but at least we've got the local authority of who that was that listed you there, which is obviously South Ayrshire Council. That's who we'll be writing to anyway. And then, would you say that was around those 2 years that you was there, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then I've also got Gilsland House Approved School for Boys.
Yeah, that's in B's area.
That's in where, sorry?
It's Ayrshire as well, but it's North Ayrshire. Could be Kilbarnie, could be Beef. It's all little villages round about there.
Ah, yeah, this is Beef, yeah, I can see that. Okay. And that's North Ayrshire.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me, so I'll make a little note of this. South Ayrshire. North and South Ayrshire Council. And yeah, was you there for about 2 years, was you, sir?
Year and a half. As soon as I could get out of there, I was out of there.
So yeah, Mr. McDonald, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be we're going to be requesting these records from North and South Ayrshire Councils, alongside obviously the NHS Trust and your GP as well, and gather all your records together. Once we do receive them records back, Mr. McDonald, would you like me to share that all that information with yourself?
No, I really don't want to go that far back into it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
Time in my life.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine, Mr. McDonald. I completely understand, and obviously we only ask because of obviously it's your records, so you obviously always do have the right to know and be told about the information, but if you don't want to be told, that's absolutely fine, so that's what we're here for. We can deal with it all for you. Okay, so I just want to let you in on some information. So we, here as a law firm, we'll be doing all the work in the background with this case. And what we'll do is we'll create the biggest and bestest case that we can to present to the Scottish Government. The Scottish Government have recognised you as a vulnerable citizen from being placed in care. And what I mean by that is they've given you an application number for your Scottish redress claim to so then what we can do is obviously present our case to an independent panel in Scotland. Now, you or I don't have to attend this hearing when it happens. I can just obviously let you know the date and the time of when your case is going to be getting dealt with. And obviously I'll be keeping in contact with yourself with the result of what the outcome is. Now, this process is going to be around 6 to 12 months. But I will be here along the way to give you an update every 4 to 5 weeks on how we're tracking with this case. Okay. So as I said, obviously if there's any issues, any questions, anything like that in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back. But just before I do let you go, I'd just like to run over some fees with yourself and take one step back, just obviously so you know what options are out there and what you'd like to do, whether you'd like to continue with ourselves or, you know, seek another alternative route. So I do just have to run through this. It'll only take me a couple of minutes just for our compliance team. And once this is done, I can let you go. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect, Mr. McDonald. Thank you. So the three options that you do have, Mr. McDonald, is first option is you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm. And what that means is obviously gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Redress. Option two is there is other solicitors or law firms out there that will deal with your case as well, but they are part of the government's legal fee scheme with the Scottish Government, where they are paid £2,000 per case. So whether you win or lose the case, that is the funds that they have borrowed from the Scottish Government. Now, with ourselves being option three, is we are an independent and private law firm, and what we don't like to do is owe the Scottish Government any money. So what we do is we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So we don't put you under any financial pressure if for whatever reason the case doesn't go our way, which obviously we don't want to give you that kind of financial stress or burden for the work that obviously we've done on your case. We are covered by our loan insurance. But what we do like to fight for you is to get an official apology from the Scottish Government, but also fight for some financial compensation to rightly deserve for yourself as well, sir. So if you're happy to go ahead and use MMA Legal, which is ourselves, with this case, we're more than happy to get started on it, no problem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm happy with you to carry on.
Okay, sir, perfect. So the documents that night with the team, where they got you to fill out and sign back with us, in them documents, it does state that we do obviously take our percentages from your compensation. Now, them percentages are low, and probably one of the lowest across the region. That is a 16% plus VAT, which totals 19.5%. So it is less than 20%, and that is a capped figure. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation that you do get, you'll never take more than what's been agreed.
Well, okay, sir. I know all about this. It's, I'm quite up when it comes to no win, no fee, paid by our lawyers, and
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, all right, sir. That's not a problem. Now, obviously, I know you've probably heard it before, and I was the boring part. But I've just got to obviously do it for my compliance team, so just so that you had the full understanding, that was all, sir. But thank you very much, obviously, for your time today. I really do appreciate it. As I said, sir, if you do have any questions in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back. As I said, my name is Aaron, and I'll be fighting as much as I can to make a case the biggest and strongest case we can present to the Scottish Government, okay, sir?
Great, thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. MacDonald, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye.